Good morning.
Good morning. I was just going to say, I heard dishes cracking out there. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. This is Joe Dica from Wichita.
I'm from California, just 10 miles from the can.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. This is Dottie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Dottie. I'm terrific.
Still doing.
Happy as a lark.
Oh, good. You tell them I give them a big hug and a kiss for me, okay?
Thank you. I will do that. Tired 2 weeks and 2 days now and loving it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Been able to keep himself busy?
Well, because we've been traveling. We've been seeing family and friends.
Oh, that's awesome. No rush back for anything, right?
Exactly.
That's the way to do it. Good for you.
Good morning. This is Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have here? Who's on the call right now?
Aline. Joe Deacon from Wichita, Kansas.
Lee from California. Dottie from Massachusetts.
Dar from Corbin.
Hi, this is Jeannie from Phoenix.
Hello, Jeannie. Hello, everybody.
By the way, Char, I just have to say that call on Monday was just so terrific. I could listen to that recording over and over. There was so much to be learned. That was terrific. Thank you for arranging that.
And I do have the printed material, so I'll get that sent out today. She gave me the study she was talking about. So if anyone's on the call that hasn't sent me their email, since I don't have my old email address book anymore, please send me their email, and I'll make sure you get it. Get them.
Is this Shaw or is this Mary Lou?
This is Char.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. So your computer is working now.
I've got the new one up and going.
Great.
Thank you, Lord.
I got mine finished yesterday. Little parts that didn't worn out, so. But it's been working for a couple of weeks, about a month. Hello? Is anybody else there that didn't announce themselves yet?
Okay. Only you.
Hello? Who is that?
Joe, I said only you haven't announced who you are.
Oh, this is Brenda.
Oh, it's Brenda. You know what? You sounded so far away. You sound like a different person.
I do?
Well, because when I earlier in the call, you were very, very far away. And so I thought you were a new voice.
Oh.
Are you more clearly now?
Oh, good. Okay, that's good. Well, good morning, everybody. This is a lifestyle call. I still don't have the announcement. But that's okay. We're all here together to learn about how to have a healthier, happier life, and we do that through using the China Study by Colin T. Campbell and any other resources we can find to pull together to learn how to live a healthier lifestyle through nutrition, exercise, and other means of health. Has anybody else clocked in that hasn't announced themselves who would like to? Hello? Okay, so are there any questions or comments this morning that anybody would like to talk about? Charles, your interview was great, and I'm excited to hear it more and more and have used it to refer to other people. That was really a very good interview on Monday.
And if you would send me your email, I know you've given it to me on paper, but it'll just make it faster to click on. I mean, you've given it to me verbally, but restarting the list again because I don't have the old one.
I really like the things that she did talk about in that interview, in all of those paper things that we will be getting from her, the documents.
There's either three or four. I think there's three plus the text of the email. It has got one in it. That's the one she uses the very most. And I haven't had a chance to even look them over yet, so I'm very excited to be able to do that too.
And I think I was thinking what would be really great about what she's doing, and maybe if we can start doing that, is I've noticed there are a lot of teenagers who are trying to be vegetarian. And why they're trying to be vegetarian, I don't know.
A lot of them are for animal reasons, I think. I hear that quite a bit from them anyway, the ones that I talk to and the ones I'm around.
And some are kind of giving up, but they're not healthy vegetarians. They're eating McDonald's French fries, candy bars.
Or even energy bars that are loaded with stuff that, you know, is all fragmented and not good for us anymore, as we know.
Yeah. So I had my massage therapist yesterday said she's next door to me, so I started going to her. She was asking, well, are you a vegan? And I stopped and I said, well, I guess some could say that, but I don't consider myself a vegan because what I try to do is keep all my meat and dairy intake under 5% of what I eat.
You can do that by accident, can't you?
Yeah, by accident. And I said, and usually I get pretty low.
That means you don't make a scene someplace when somebody's got a sprinkle of Parmesan on a salad or something like that. You don't have to get in an uproar because it's not going to violate your belief system as far as spiritual or something else. You know, they take it to a different degree many times. Not to offend anyone. I'm sorry if there's people here that are doing it for that reason. I've made my statement as to mine is to save human lives first. I don't want to see animals mistreated ever for any reason. But the reason I started this was because of the disease conditions in this country and within our bodies.
Yeah, so what I'm watching more closely now is if there is some dairy or anything that I may have in my diet, I really am checking mentally to see if it's organic. Because, boy, if it's not organic, I really don't think I'm going to be touching it. And this girl is pregnant, and she would say, well, my goodness, our doctors tell us when we're pregnant, we're supposed to drink a lot of milk and have a lot of dairy.
Somebody's got a TV or a radio on. If you can *6, it'll mute your particular line out, and then when you want to ask a question, you can come back in the same way.
So there are a lot of comments about that. I don't know what anybody's doing on that, but you would like to share that idea.
State that last little bit. I got sidetracked with the background there a little bit.
She mentioned that her doctor had told her as a pregnant woman, because she's newly pregnant, to consume a lot of dairy.
Oh, well, they think that that's still the same myth as the calcium, primarily, and maybe added vitamin B that they're putting in the milk in the synthetic form, figuring that we can't get those nutrients anyplace else. That would be my take, just the same as they say, you know, milk makes healthy bones. That's advertised all over billboards all over this country, and it's the biggest lie there ever was. It just doesn't work that way. You know, there's a chance we'd be better in some areas if we were on raw milk, and I'm saying in some areas. The overall picture does not give us the the total, a total benefit. We're not a plus, we're a minus when we do it. So, you know, when you look at the research that's there, and as I, as you guys all know, unless you're new on the call, when I started reading that book, The China Study, I went to a medical researcher, and since I've been with dozens over the last year, you know, I'm obsessed when I get started on those things. But let me just give you a quick clip. I'm not going to give any names at this point because they are waiting for the medical reports to come back. But I'm want to give it for two reasons. One, that I got very excited, couldn't even finish reading the thing. My eyes were teared up and could not read the rest of it. I felt so grateful just to be a little tiny part. You never know what person you're going to say something to that is going to have a major effect on many lives. And this person was one of those. And it was when I was in Dallas, Texas, and very upset as I started. I mean, excited, upset. I get very blunt and in people's face. I know that. And I'm not trying to be that way. It's just that I am so firm about what I believe is the truth that we've seen. Anyway, delivered about 20 minutes in front of a group, and one person in that group went out of there and made the comment to someone else that they were going to go buy the China Study. That's all I heard. I had not heard anything significant until, except by way of rumor, a couple of things, until I got an email the other day, and I haven't sent it down yet, that they had this wonderful testimony. Well, it was a son-in-law that the testimony was about. I didn't know that. So Denny made a call. I asked permission to simply state some facts that I knew about these people's background, and was given permission, kind of reluctantly. but now, one of them in particular has always been, in my mind, picture of health, always been the picture of health. I was appalled a few years ago, probably 2 years ago, to find out that they lived on TV dinners every night of the week, out of a box, out of a freezer. He got the information, got more books than I started with, Esselstyn's book, and actually he's got four top books now that he recommends that are right within the ones that we're talking about. And totally did a flip-flop, changed the son-in-law's life. It's been less than a month. Changed the son-in-law's life with conditions going on, and is ecstatic. And when he broadcasted an email to his friends, he got 60 people asking to be put on the email list for that particular subject. Now, again, I'm not trying to be boastful on my part at all about it. All I'm trying to do is say we need to get the job done in a bigger way than what I'm doing and what we have. I mean, we can surpass anything we've done in the past. The same as we can in our business, we can do it on this subject at exactly the same time because they're one complements the other. And it's not taking anything away except the few minutes that we talk about it. And I think we owe that to humanity to deliver the message. So I'll get off my soapbox, Brenda. You've got it back.
Well, thank you. I think, and I'd like to know what others think, but that 20 minutes that we talk about it starts me off thinking about it all day long. And it's been so good for me to keep going with this call because it's just encouraging. It keeps in the forefront of my mind what I need to be doing. So, like we were saying yesterday, we can eat mindfully. how does everybody else feel about that? Are there any reflections on that topic?
Brenda, this is Maddie Dash. I just came to the line. I didn't hear exactly what Char was saying, but Char and I had spoken to a friend of mine, and he's a motivational speaker, and he had some health problems with, I guess, sugar and high blood pressure, and I was telling Char, I guess, the last time on the call that he had fallen out right before he was gone on stage to do his presentation. He was hospitalized, and how I hated to give out all my information in vain. And so I did call him yesterday, and the first thing I asked him, how was he doing? And he said, oh, fantastic, great, blah, 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 blah. I said, I heard you weren't doing so great. He said, well, I got all that under control, the doctors, and this. I said, yeah, but that's not your first time for that. So I said, you know, my mission in life is to help as many people as I can feel better, health-wise and financially, and I'm giving you a, extending you some of my information. I will send it to you and give you a couple weeks and look it over, and then I want you to mail it back to me, or you can reimburse me, help you know. He says, you know something? I'm really glad you called. I'm very, very interested. So we were saying, this was in January that Char and I called, so now I'm going to call Focus on Growth and have the whole package sent to him and see how that works. And but I was encouraged by Char just to try and give him another chance. And who knows, this may be the thing that saves his life.
You know, Maddie, what popped into my head right now was this gentleman, because of being on the call, the thing that I think of is how busy he is. You might take that and put that eating DVD, even take it, if you get the package first, and take it out of the back of the book. If you're sending, are you sending a whole package of all
four books? I was just going to call Focus on Growth and let them have the whole four books.
Okay, but maybe they'll do it for you. Take that package, that one DVD out, and lay it on top with a personal note. They'd probably write it for you. You know how it pulls out of the back end?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just put on there, if you do nothing else, I know how busy you are. If you do nothing else, watch this one DVD. And
yeah.
Then, you know, and if you, I mean, if you have to be honest about it and send it back and say, I only watched the one DVD, I will consider that we're still friends or something like that.
Right. Right.
I mean, sometimes you have to be blunt. I've apologized so many times, and recently people have said, you know, sometimes you have to be straightforward and blunt. And I know you can do that. That's why I'm saying it. But it's just,
right.
Yeah. And you'll take it a step beyond that, I know, but just an idea.
Okay. And I didn't hear what you were saying before about emailing, because that sounded fantastic, because you know he has an outstanding email list.
Oh, yes.
Great.
He does. But you know what I think is, we all, and I'm reading Joel Osteen's Becoming a Better You, just a small segment out of it every day. And we negate ourselves, our own self-image, by our self-talk. If I do this 24/7 or 18/7, however many hours I'm alert, I know everybody else has to have those same monkeys on their back doing the same thing. We negate, and what the thought that went through my mind, his list is different than mine. That's negating myself immediately, because I know the potential he has. He has a different list than I do. That doesn't mean mine's not worthwhile, and that there's dozens and dozens of people in my past and in my, you know, just contacts, just people I bump into or whatever, that don't need to know also. We negate ourselves and our potential, where we should be feeding ourselves. Yes, we do have a lot of people that we know, that we are in contact with, that could use this information, and sometimes it could save their life or extend their life or their quality of life. Should we be the judge as to who not to say it to?
I just
want to amend one thing that you said, Char. Instead of saying, if you do nothing else, watch this, I encourage you, or I strongly encourage you to watch this, rather than telling him what to do.
Yeah, or this would be my number one choice. Could you please do this first? Maybe not. Yes. Right. Massage the words. I just, you know, I have to work on it too, so all the time. But together, that's what makes us powerful. And as Brenda, that was wonderful, your question that you asked. And I'm not giving other people a chance to respond. I want to hear more on how you feel about what takes place in the morning to set your pace, or, you know, what's the call meant to you? How have you used it?
Does anybody else have any thoughts on that? How have you used it?
I haven't used the eating DVD in a while, and I'm glad to be reminded of that, Char, too, because I need to order some more. I was talking with a gal last night who I met in Del Mar at the fair, and she's very, she has a wonderful accent, so she's hard to understand sometimes, but we were talking about, she's very interested in her health and being healthier. She's younger, in her 30s, but is very concerned about nutritional things, and she's tried all kinds of things. And so anyway, she said, so are you vegetarian? And I said, well, no. And just like you said, Brenda, I've said, no, I'm working on doing a whole grain plant-based type of a way of eating. And she said, oh, really? She said, well, no wonder you look so good, you know. And I was like, well, I said, I do it for health reasons. And I said, there's a book called The China Study. And she goes, oh, let me write this down. And I said, I would recommend that you read that. I said, you'd like to read first. And she said, I do. And I said, good. So it's people, I believe that people are really looking for ways. I think, Nancy, you said yesterday on your call about somebody was saying about being on a diet, and they had the diet mentality. And I really believe people have that, too. It's just a matter of educating them about a lifestyle and a way of eating.
Well, it's interesting.
Jeannie, I have a question, Jeannie, for you. When you said to her, are you vegetarian, and you said no, then I am curious, I usually say this, and usually, so I'm wondering, where would you define the difference between plant-based eating and vegetarian?
Well, vegetarians can go they can eat, well, they have cheese, mostly, milk products.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they also, some have eggs, there's like a branch of vegetarians, too. It's just too,
broad.
Yeah, too broad, I guess. I really like, it's one thing I liked about in the China study was when they said plant-based and whole food. And, of course, whole food goes right along with our nutritionals with Nikan, too. And so it stops people from thinking, if they have a mindset about what a vegetarian is or even a vegan is, it stops them from thinking that, and it makes them think, oh, well, what's that? You know, and so it might spur more questions for them to ask, too.
Along that line, what I find, and with myself and my children, by telling them I eat plant-based, I work on more whole grains, I work on getting more nutritious food into my diet, mm-hmm. I'm not telling them, oh, you're going to have to suffer for the rest of your life. I'm opening them up to a whole world of wonderful food on
mm-hmm.
top of it. And then in my personal journey, knowing that I'm looking for quality food to eat. So if I do, and in keeping my meat and dairy under 5%, if I go out and there happens to be some chicken broth in my soup, I'm not going to sit there and go, well, I can't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I can. Because I know I'm balancing my food intake and it's not going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not doing it because, well, yes, it bothers me the fact that it was a cow or whatever that's in it, so I try not to think about that. But it's not a political statement on my personal part, it's a health statement.
Mm-hmm.
And that freedom that you're giving them, you look at all the stuff you can start to enjoy. Look at all the different ways you can enjoy this food. Then they start going, Oh, I do love beans. Oh, well, how do you make brown rice? You know, they start opening up instead of pulling away.
That's great.
I have, my children weren't interested at all in a different way of eating, but now they pretty much do. They're eating differently. So some, and it wasn't overnight with me either. It's been learning and changing my food, so I wonder why would I expect somebody else to change overnight if I can just start them thinking and on that journey.
Well, and, you know, she had said to me, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The same gal that I was talking to, we were talking about, she said when she drinks juice that it really affects her, makes her feel bad, like when she'll drink 8 ounces of a certain type of juice. And I had given her a sample of Siaga. I had, like probably 2 ounces in the bottom of the bottle, and she wasn't feeling well. And I said, take the rest of this. And I said, take an ounce and take another ounce in the morning. She loved it, and she said, I did not feel that way after that. Why is that? And then we got to talk about whole eating the fruit versus drinking the juice and the processing. We talked about processed foods, and it's really interesting how conversations go. You know, that one thing leads to another thing there. But she was, and then she said she had tried doing vegetarian before, and she felt weak, and so she felt like she needed protein. So then we got to talk about protein and how protein is not just, we always think about animal protein in our country, it seems, and I've learned that there is just as much protein, and it's a real good quality, plus you don't have the saturated fat and those kind of things, you know. So it was fun sharing the information with her.
You don't have that little chart in your wallet, Jeannie?
I do have it. I said, there is a chart. I said, when you get your book, it'll be there.
Yeah. I've shown that to people.
Mm-hmm.
What chart is that?
What is it, page 230 on the China study?
230, uh-huh.
I downsize it, and I keep a small copy in my wallet. Readable, but small.
Oh, okay.
A chart that compares the qualities of eating mixture of meats and a mixture of plant-based.
That little chart was one thing that really got me kind of over a hump in it. Just the fact of knowing that if I'm eating meat, I'm depleting myself of nutrients that I could gain by eating the beans and rice or the vegetables. If I'm eating mostly meat, I'm not gaining the nutrients that I should be gaining from the other items.
And worse than all that is, what are they doing with the animals? What are they feeding the animals,
yes,
and inoculating them and everything else they're doing to the animals that goes right through to what people are eating?
And
it's a whole other ballgame.
And then if you're not getting the nutrients, you're not getting the warriors in your body to help defend against what that's happening. So there's a vicious cycle that happens if we're not careful. I was looking up online this morning, right before the call, on HG Home and Garden thing, because actually I was looking for some carpet cleaning solutions, but I found no meat or soy now what on Smart Solutions. And it says what we know, but it was pretty, it was neat to see it on here too. Magid Ally, an alternative health expert, helped solve the nutritional dilemma. If one can't eat meat, or its common alternative, soy, he offers legumes, beans, nuts, grains as a source of protein. Beans and rice combination forms a complete protein, as they complement each other with particular amino acids that both foods can miss. This combination, in other words, provides the same benefits as eating meat, fish, butter.
I had an aha moment this morning when I heard that, we think about the antioxidants in the foods that we're eating as for helping our internal self. It's so good for our skin and how we look.
You know,
I'm vain. I want my skin to look good.
Well, you know, they say that by eating all the high antioxidant foods, which is what we're doing, our skin will look younger and better.
Does anybody have anybody tell them their skin looks great?
I did for a long time, when people would see me that hadn't seen me for a while. It was one of the first things they would say, and I'm going, I can't see any difference because you see yourself every day when you look in the mirror. It's a gradual thing. But let me just compliment you, Brenda, on that statement. I wrote it down. I was standing here writing down word for word. How could I say that? My version of that, because it just clicked when you put that phrase together. It was like one of the Julia Leatherman phrases that, because I don't hear her talk much. By eating animal, we're depleting our body by not having all the nutrients that would be included in our diet if we were on a plant-based. Just look and flip your chart out and show it to them. I mean, that was just a great way. We're omitting, we're depriving our body because we're eating this other thing that doesn't have all the nutrients that this has. I mean, that to me is just a wonderful statement.
You just read all the vitamins and minerals that are in vegetable fruits, plants that are not in animals.
Right, and that's just saying it backwards. We always look at the defensive side and say, but yes, you do get all of that stuff. But we can look at the other side and say, I was not getting what my body needed. I mean, yes, we know that anyway, but it was just a reverse way of saying it because I was using the chart to be defensive. When they say, well, how do you get it, Well, we can one-up them and do that at the beginning. So the question never comes up. What, how am I getting, we don't have the negative questions if we supply them with the information beforehand. It's called emptying their bucket. Old principle that I learned early on in network marketing. If you know what questions are going to come up, give them the answers to those questions before they can put them through their mind, because then they're on a more positive subject and they're moving towards you, not putting a hand up in front of you saying, "Oh, whoa, answer my question for me." You've satisfied their question before they can ask it.
There's almost so much food that we could put in our bodies volume-wise without gaining weight. So if you're going to fill it with meat, then there's no room for the other stuff even.
We can only eat so many calories in a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we end up in a lifestyle call trying to get them out of there.
We found a restaurant yesterday called Bombay Spice. It's an Indian restaurant, and it was run. I talked to the general manager. I just ran in. It was like 4 in the afternoon or 3:45, and ran in just to see if they were open because we've been watching them getting prepared to be open. And they've been open for about a month and a half or so, and of course we've been gone. Anyway, they have taken the traditional Indian food. They've taken out the cream, the milk, the cream, the butter, and they've switched to healthy oil, and they don't fry anything. And she was telling me that there's a doctor who is from India. She told me his name, and I can't remember what it is now. I'll have to go back and ask her. But who loved the Indian food but realized that it was just laden with so much stuff that was not good for our bodies. And he came up with the menus. There are two of them in the valley here. And I have to tell you, it was fabulous.
Do they meet it or no?
I'm sorry?
Any meat?
No.
Oh,
well, yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
They have lamb chops and they have chicken, but they have a vegetarian side.
And they've gotten rid of the dairy, it sounds like.
And they've gotten rid of the dairy, yeah. And which makes it vegan, I guess you would call that. They had a chickpea ceviche. And it was kind of like that Israeli salad that I talked about the other day that had chickpeas, and then the sauce had it was a yogurt sauce. Yogurt, mint, and cucumber.
What's the yogurt made out of?
Yeah, I know. That's now I'm thinking about it. I have to go find the menu and look.
So it tells you on the menu what's in it?
Yeah, there's
wow.
It tells you what's in each thing, and you can order. It's an interesting way to order. It's a little tiny hole in the wall place, but you can order the way you want your food presented. It could be in a wrap, it could be on a plate, it could be in a bowl, but it's all basically the same. And then you pick two things to go in it, which it could be a meat thing or it could be a vegetarian thing. But I was impressed with the fact that they took out. That this doctor from India saw that, and I thought, wow. As I left, I thought, oh, Dr. Hardy. Sorry to get on a different vein there, Brenda, but...
Is that restaurant?
It's here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh, I come to Phoenix.
You do?
What's the name of it?
It's called Bombay Spice. There's two of them here in Phoenix. Well, you'll have to call me when you come to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take you.
Was it real spicy?
No, they made it spicy. On the table, they had two little jars, you know, those little travel salt and pepper things in the glass jars. Maybe they have them in the first class section or something. Anyway, I've seen them before. And they put one has all the little red pepper, hot red pepper spices, but it looked like cayenne pepper to me. And then the other one had the garam masala, which is a blend of seven spices, Indian spices, which is more along the line of flavor instead of heat. So it has things like cardamom and all those different things, cumin and those kind of things in it. And you can add those to your food. They have five or six different sauces, and you can get like a little flight of sauces if you want to try them all with your tapas, your appetizers. We just ordered a few appetizers. And one of them is tamarind, T-A-M-A-R-I-N-D, a tamarind sauce. And it's like their sweet and sour sauce. Boy, is it good. I liked that one. Ricky didn't care for it because he's not so much a sweet person. He didn't like the sweet and sour as much as I do. But, and we had what was the other one? It's I can't think of what it's called now. Samosa, that's what it's called. And the samosas we've had before at Indian restaurants were fried, but it's a dough wrapped around, and this had potatoes and peas in it. And these were baked instead of fried. They were just delicious. So anyway, we just had a few appetizers, and we said, oh, we definitely have to come back.
If restaurants would just start cooking like that, the little hole-in-the-wall place that's across from my salon has an oven, and when I go over there, they will bake my fries or zucchini or whatever I ask them to bake. So it's very much fun when I want some French fries and I'm working. I can call across and get baked fries.
Wow. That is nice.
You know, if we ask to have these things done, that educates the public, and they will do it. And I've got to start asking. We were in the other day and had a wonderful Mexican, fresh Mexican tortillas and you know, the whole thing. I think I mentioned this. But anyway, I realized when I brought home, when the food gets cold, you can more readily tell how much oil is in there. Ooh, goodness. There was way too much. And I thought, you know, I'm going to be there on Friday. I am going to ask that they use no oil or as little as possible, absolutely as little as possible. And part of it is I'm taking a girlfriend that has problems with her gallbladder, and the oil affects her dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, we need to get in the habit of just asking these things, and then they'll make, just like you said, Brenda, they'll do. They want to make you a happy customer. And the little places are the ones that will do it, not the franchise ones. They'll just say, no, we don't have it on the menu. Sometimes. Give them the option.
They see what you ask is good, too. They get pretty excited about it.
Yes.
So maybe we can change their menus.
Maybe we can have McDougal, or maybe we can have advanced lifestyle menus around the country.
Wow.
That's a great vision.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, hey, it didn't cross my mind until somebody's comment.
You can start a franchise, Char.
Yeah, I know. I was standing here thinking about another book, and I'm not going to go there now, but I thought, gee, I could open a restaurant. No. Let's plant some ideas, guys.
Let those that want to run them, run them.
Yeah.
Speaking of planting, my husband had planted beans for my daughter, which I harvested before she came on Sunday. And there was a fair number of beans there. You can't see them very easily when you're picking them. She called last night and left a message on our voicemail. I just wanted to thank Dad for the beans. They are wonderful and so fresh. So he was a happy camper that she got her beans and she's happy with them.
You make me sick because I was so you're harvesting beans. I was so excited to walk through the garden and see that in about 10 days mine are 2 inches high.
Well, we've been in the ground since Memorial Day, and we've never had beans before. Last year they didn't do anything, so don't feel so bad. I talked to somebody yesterday who was picking cherry tomatoes and said, I'm coming there when you guys are in bed, and I'm going to pick them. He said, okay, my shotgun's ready. He said, you'll get them soon. So, it's tough being a farmer.
I have a question about herbs. I had a chocolate mint plant, and I don't know, it's got these little white things on the leaves, and somebody said to spray it with soap and water.
It's a good idea. It'll probably take care of it.
Well, the thing died. The whole thing died.
May come back next year.
It could maybe come back from the root. I've got about 5-gallon pails with different kinds of mint in it because they get invasive.
Uh-huh.
Right, Jeannie, they get invasive.
Do they ever.
And Nancy, I put them on my salad, chopped really fine last night, and absolutely love the mint flavor. You guys, if you haven't tried it, do it. You don't need very many.
No. Now, should I just cut it right down to the root then? Take everything off of it?
Cut down to the root by watering it, or cut it down just maybe an inch or above the ground or something, just a little bit of stubble on it, and maybe you can take it all the way down. I don't know. I'm not a master gardener. I am just experimenting. But when I cut mine back, so far, all of them except one has come back, and my chocolate definitely came back.
Just cut it all the dead off.
Right.
And
top.
Is it in a pot or in the ground?
Well, this is in a pot, yeah.
Keep it in a pot.
Yeah.
And just keep it moist. Don't, you know, drown it, but keep it moist, slightly moist, and see if it doesn't come back.
I lost mine after a year, and, you know, I thought it would winter over and come back, but it didn't, and that was in a pot. In the ground at the other house, it spread all over the place.
Ah. Yeah.
Put a pot down in the ground and it'd probably do pretty good.
But then the roots can go through the hole in the bottom and you see your same problem.
Well, if it's a 5-gallon pail, you have to dig a really deep hole. I don't know if they'd go that far down. They probably would. But
I don't know. That's
worth a try.
That's a big pot.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah, I bet my neighbors are having mint from my mint.
And what did you use the chocolate mint on?
I put that on my salad last night. The chocolate isn't that strong a flavor that you can really, really tell. You smell it more, and you see the stem is brown, so it makes you think of chocolate. So I don't know how much is psychological and how much is really there.
Okay.
Put in tea, too, if you're making it.
Oh, yeah, you've always got fresh mint tea. Wonderful. Why didn't I think of that last night? I'm looking all over the place for my mint tea bag, and I got fresh mint leaves in a glass setting. I got all these little glasses. The parsley has been sitting there now for about 3-4 weeks.
You can freeze it.
Being in a glass with the stems down in the water, but watch it. It drinks more water, almost as much water as I do a day.
You could freeze it, sure.
Yeah, but it's just nice to, you know, grab it and chop.
You know, one of the things that I've been seeing a lot of is goat cheese or goat milk. You know, why is that being so popular now?
Well, they're probably
probably hearing so much negative from us that they need to change the subject and think that maybe they can get past it. I don't know.
My friend in high school, her mother had goats, and she milked them and processed the milk and sold it for infant formula because she said there were a lot of babies that could not drink cow milk that did fine on goat milk because it was more like human milk, closer associated to human milk.
I'll tell you, this has nothing to do with the call, but I was at my 45th class reunion in New York a couple weeks ago, and I have a granddaughter that's 4, and my girlfriend brought her daughter and her grandchild that's 5, and they are so bright and so smart that her husband said, he knew I had a granddaughter, he says, "Let's sign a pact now." I said, "If you have 100 herd of goats, you can have her." Amazing, and we're talking about goats today. But that was her diary, 100 head of goats. If they even have them by the time she gets to be 30. Amazing. But I will tell you one thing. People are learning from us. I had a couple months ago, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and my girlfriend had not fixed anything vegetarian or vegan or plant-based, which she said she was going to. And when we got to her home, she had pizza with pepperoni for her child. She said, "What can I make you guys?" I said, "Well, just how about a vegetarian pizza?" And her husband went off, and he got it. And I spoke to her yesterday. And when the pizza came back, it smelled so wonderful. And everybody wanted that. They no longer wanted the pepperoni. And I said, "Well, my husband and I have to have a couple of slices. We have to have something to eat." And she said, "Ever since then, they have been ordering vegetarian pizza." And she also ordered the water because we had our little water bottles with her. And just yesterday, she said to me, "You know something? I think I could sell this," because she was laid off from her job. So you never know where the blessings are going to come from. And people are always, always watching us.
Good point.
To see if we're true to our word, you know?
Yes.
I was at a wedding on Saturday, and I met a lady that I have met in the past. And she said, "You look familiar to me." And I said, "Well, yeah, I met you at the bridal shower a year ago." And she said, You're that healthy eater." And that's how she related me. And I'm not a skinny thing, you know, but mm-hmm. She goes, "You're that healthy eater." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I guess I am."
You could be called a lot worse.
Yeah, it was funny that I was proud of it, actually.
Yes, of course. That's wonderful. Because I was even at a buffet place, and everybody had sat down, and when I came with my tray, because they were all sitting, all eyes was looking on my tray. So I held it up. I said, "I know you all are curious, because what I have eaten out of here." And sure enough, I had potatoes, and I had the veggies, and the salads, and fruit, and all of that. So when I put it down, no one had anything to say. So I had to lead by example.
And I'm proud of the fact that I would rather be known as a healthy eater than a vegetarian. I personally, I would rather them think about the health issue because vegetarian's a given. But in their mind, if they're thinking healthy, they're thinking nutritious, they're thinking they're going to feel better. I prefer that.
Well, now that Jeannie has explained the difference, I am going to incorporate a few different words in my talk and see where that gets me.
I think, does anybody else think that way other than me? I think it's a good idea for people to relate and see the benefit instead of getting on the defensive real quick. Am wrong in that, or what do you think?
Well, I have to agree with you, because if they're on the defensive, they're trying to get away from you as fast as possible instead of engaging you. So that makes, that's a no-brainer.
But yet I don't want to water everything down either.
Right.
No, but you're just creating a way of saying it that leaves a question mark in their mind. What do you mean by that? So you haven't given a total answer. And
right.
That's when Maddie says engaging, yeah, that's the best answer. That's what we want to do is engage them. So another incredible idea.
Well, it is 7:50.
Wow.
So I enjoy talking to everybody, and it starts my day out great. And I really hope and pray that it's starting your day out great, too. So is there any last comments anybody wanted to sneak in?
Thank you. Wonderful today.
You're welcome.
Brenda, this is Jeannie. I thought I had sent you, maybe I don't have your email properly. Could you give me your email again?
It's BrinJoy, BrinJoy,
okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. You know what? I think I did BrinJoy with a G.
Oh.
So, sorry about that, but I will send you. You did a fabulous job, though. I think so.
Thank you.
I was going to send you the opening and closing statement, I think, and but I think you're doing a fabulous job anyway.
Okay.
Thank you. Good call.
Okay, well, I will talk to you all tomorrow, and we'll all talk tomorrow again.
Thank you.
And have a fabulous day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.